Dr. Pinsky, with part two of the IME I started earlier on Saul Cosmi, COSME. According to the prior records provided, Mr. Cosmi had x-rays of his lumbar spine at 3200 due to back pain. Period, these were read as normal. Period, he had a lumbar spine MRI at 3-1400 to be inserted here. Period, the additional x-rays and MRIs reports will be inserted here as well. Period, there's also some CAT scan reports. In paragraph on 12-2104, he was seen by a gastroenterologist named Dr. Santoro. Period, the petitioner's diagnosis at that time were chronic hepatitis C and history of colon polyps to evaluate for colorectal neoplasm. Period, Dr. Santoro saw him again on 5-806. Period, he recently applied for life insurance and several laboratory abnormalities were detected. Period. An ultrasound of the right upper quadrant was ordered to rule out fatty liver. Period, colonoscopy would also be scheduled. Period, Dr. Santoro monitored his progress from a gastrointestinal perspective through 9-22-14. Period, additional diagnoses at that time were eradicated post-interferon pegylated and ribavirin chronic hepatitis C, comma, hepatomegaly with fatty liver secondary to diabetes, comma, obesity, comma, and history of malignant polyp. But he was going to have a lap band surgery. Period, Dr. Santoro was going to request a liver biopsy be done at the time of the lap band by Dr. Patel. Period. In paragraph on 2-28-05, he was admitted to Stroh Memorial Hospital under the care of Dr. Sabo. Period, diagnoses were lumbar discogenic syndrome, comma, lumbar herniated disc, comma, status post motor vehicle accident of 125-02. Period. He performed lumbar spine surgery to be inserted here. Period, he was discharged from the hospital on 2-28-05 and was discharged on 3-6-05. Period. While hospitalized, he had low-grade fevers and significant pain that was addressed with aggressive physical therapy. Period, workup for the fever demonstrated atelectasis only, and this improved without use of any antibiotics. Period. He did undergo colonoscopy on 9-14-06 by Dr. Santoro. Period. Carotid artery duplex ultrasound was done on 5-30-13. Period. An abdominal ultrasound was also done the same day. Period, in paragraphs, the petitioner underwent a commercial driver's license medical examination on 1-7-14 by Dr. Nahas. Period, he was cleared for a 2-year certificate. Period, on 7-24-14, the petitioner went to AtlantiCare emergency room with hyperglycemia, nausea, and fatigue, whose onset was 10 days ago and gradual. Period. He was admitted to the hospital for further attention. period, according to his, scratch that. Most likely gastroenteritis as the cause of his abdominal pain, elevated blood sugars, hyponatremia, most likely pseudohyponatremia, volume depletion from diarrhea and decreased oral intake, He was going to continue on intravenous fluids, he was discharged from the hospital on 7/25/14. In 7/26/14, he was seen by Dr. Verengia, post-discharge, She performed an exam and noted his laboratory studies. The plan was to follow his liver function tests and lipase results over time. All right, a per-quadrant ultrasound was going to be evaluated for elevated liver function tests and lipase. He did undergo this ultrasound on 7/26/14 and found hepatomegaly and fatty infiltration of the liver. Dr. Patel, P-A-T-E-L, saw him on 9/30/14 for an ongoing weight issue. He was being seen for gastric band replacement. His diagnoses included morbid obesity. He was referred for the typical diagnostic studies and consultations prior to this surgery. He was seen on 7/28/15 by Dr. Sabo, having last been seen in 2005. He had bariatric surgery on 6/15/15, and his low back pain started 1 week after that surgery. He was just increasing his physical activity. He admitted to a prior 2004 motor vehicle accident injury whose case was settled. He had low back pain prior to that related to a fall at home. On this visit, Dr. Sabo diagnosed lumbar radiculopathy and post-laminectomy syndrome. Recommended x-rays, ultram, and physical therapy. On 7/28/15, he was seen in a transfer of care by Dr. Sabo. And put this in parentheses, this appears to be a duplicate of something I just dictated. He continued to see Dr. Sabo through 10/27/15. With status post posterior lumbar interbody fusion from L3 through S1 on 2/28/05. Continued pain management was deemed appropriate. It was thought he might have sacroiliac joint dysfunction that could be responsive to an injection. He did have lumbar spine x-rays on 8/3/15 to be inserted. Lumbar MRI was done on 9/23/15 to be inserted. New paragraph. He was seen by pain specialist Dr. Kadir, QADIR, on 10/2/15 and follow-up. Most of his pain was located in the lower back. He diagnosed with lumbar sacral intervertebral disc degeneration, gamma spinal encephalopathy in the sacral and sacrococcygeal region, comma, low back pain, comma, osseous stenosis of the neural canal of the lumbar region, comma, spinal stenosis of the lumbar sacral region, comma, fusion of the lumbar sacral spine, comma, spondylosis without myelopathy, comma, bilateral facet pain at L2-3, and central pain syndrome. Period. He initiated the petitioner on pain medications and discussed facet injections. Period. These were administered on 12/10/15. Period. New paragraph. He was seen by Dr. Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, who was a urologist, on 11/9/16. Period. Follow-up with him was rendered through 3/30/17. Period. New paragraph. On 12/30/16, the petitioner was seen by nurse practitioner Scharf at Atlantic Care. Period. This was for a date of injury of 12/30/16. Period. While he was driving a bus, he felt a pinch in his right lower back after turning the steering wheel, followed by shooting pain down both legs. Period. He was now experiencing pain in the right lower back and right ribs. Period. He had back surgery in 2005. Period. He was diagnosed with a lumbar strain and begun on Motrin and cyclobenzaprine. Period. He stated he wanted an MRI and that he could not drive since he was in too much pain. Period. He was then seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Momi, M-O-M-I, beginning 1/12/17. Period. Treatment with him continued through 1/8/18. Period. He reported being recovered completely in regards to his low back pain and lumbar verticulopathy. Period. More importantly, his FCE indicates a good, consistent effort and no limitations at work. Period. He was cleared to return to work full duty, full time, with no restrictions of maximum medical improvement. Period. CAT scan of the lumbar spine was done on 2/6/17 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. On 3/28/17, he was seen by Dr. Dalzell, D-A-L-Z-E-L-L. Period. He complained of right shoulder pain that was injured in a motor vehicle accident. Period. He finally had his MR arthrogram that showed a slap tear of the posterior superior biceps tendon. Period. They discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. However, he could not consider same due to other constraints. Period. A corticosteroid injection was then administered to the shoulder. Period. He saw Dr. Dalzell through 4/14/17. Period. On that occasion, he reported getting out of a parked car with his hand on the steering wheel when he was struck from behind by a car that had lost control. Period. He developed pain in the area of his rotator cuff. Period. X-rays of the right shoulder showed no acute abnormalities. Period. He was diagnosed with a right shoulder rotator cuff strain, for which he was initiated on conservative care. Period. He saw Dr. Dalzell again on 7/7/17. Period. He finally had his MRI arthrogram. Period. They reviewed its results and discussed treatment options. Period. And put this and underline this. Also appears to be a duplicate of a previous note. Period. Lumbar MRI was done on 5/30/17 and compared to a study of 9/23/15. Period. Those results will be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. These voluminous prior records demonstrate that Mr. Cosmi was involved in several prior motor vehicle accidents and personal injuries. period, he received extensive care throughout the musculoskeletal system. For this primarily involved the lumbar spine, for which he underwent surgery. Period. He remained under pain management care through 2018, comma, only shortly before the subject event. Period. It does not appear that he experienced or he received substantive treatment for the left shoulder or cervical spine prior to the subject event. Period. And that is the end.